Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
In for Sean Pendergast, I'm Sean Bajani. He's Seth Payne. Good morning, everybody. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 713-572-4610. You can hit us up in the chats on the text line or on Twitch and YouTube. We appreciate you if you've joined us this morning already. Seth, I don't know how much you and Sean particularly have discussed, what the Texans have done and in some cases didn't get done in regards to the defensive line this offseason, having, no more Malik Collins, trading him to San Francisco for that seventh round pick, not retaining Sheldon Rankins. He ends up going to Cincinnati, I believe it was, right, for $2 more million. He got the 2-year, $26 million deal up there when the Texans reportedly offered, 2 years, 24 was the report. I'll just start by asking you, your comfortability from an interior defensive line standpoint in what you think they've done and addressed both of those absences now.
I'm not overly worried about it. Yeah, we've talked a fair amount about Texans free agency, like a segment or two. I'm not overly worried about it because that was a concerted decision they made when they were trying to trade Malik Collins for Eric Armstead. They decided, okay, we've got this chance to go over Danielle Hunter, after they had already added an edge rusher in Denico Autry.
Yeah.
So that part of it, just the faith that those two are going to offset each other, is one thing that makes me feel better. I think they've got enough journeyman types in there right now to make do. You got to remember that with Sheldon Rankins and Malik Collins, it was their ability to penetrate and disrupt in the backfield that made them more valuable than their value as overall run stuffing / pass rushing defensive linemen. Mm-hmm. So they've added some of that disruptive ability at the edge position, and Denico Autry can go down inside. But they've lost the total number of dudes that can really do that. They've got more old school codgers in a lot of way at a lot of those spots. But it's I'm giving them a 50% shot of drafting a defensive tackle in the draft, likely in the second round. But I'm not overly distraught about defensive tackle right now. I'm more worried about cornerback, like we discussed yesterday.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, I like that perspective, and I've kind of come around to that in how you're looking at the defensive line. But initially, I was frustrated. I was even slightly angry because optically I just didn't think It looked good. It had worked out. And I thought really, you know, as much time as we'd spent talking about, you know, those few days when you didn't trade for Arik Armstead and you went ahead and you made the deal for the seventh round pick, trading away Malik Collins, and you didn't retain Rankins. I thought that was a big point of contention, and I was a little surprised to not hear any of this discussion from Mina Kimes, who on her podcast yesterday had Pro Football Focus's lead draft analyst Trevor Sikkema on, and they were talking about the Texans, and it's what they didn't discuss that really intrigued me. Take a listen.
This is a good football team. Receiver, still something that they could work on, you know, although huge on Nico Collins, you know, Tank Dell comes back. That's a position that I would like them to address. Corner, they did add Jeff Okuda. We'll see if that, you know, that's kind of a reclamation. Stingley was excellent. That's the other position that I would get better at. Outside of that, Trevor, I mean, offensive line depth, what are you looking at with the Texans?
For the Texans, I just have question mark. Wide receiver, interior offensive line, corner? Like, I guess? I'm just excited to watch this team again next season because they got so far ahead of where we thought that their rebuild was going to be.
I don't know if I should be encouraged, especially maybe more encouraged now that you said what you said, Seth.
Yeah.
Or a little nervous by the fact that you know, we've now been resounded to the fact like, hey, we'll make it work with Journeyman, and they didn't even mention it as being an issue. So I don't know. And I trust Mina in her analysis. So for her and, you know, Trevor Sikkema to not even acknowledge that being an issue, I guess that's kind of where you're at.
I think, well, it depends on which depth chart they're looking at, too, because I think sometimes, plus they were doing something where they were basically going through the offseason of all 32 teams, so they're doing like kind of a flyover on it. I think when people from outside of Houston look at the depth chart right now, they see Denico Autry slotted in as a defensive tackle and on a lot of depth charts. And the way people think about football these days is they almost don't act like your base defense is a thing. They list like your nickel defense as your starting defense. And I think when you're just doing a flyover, it feels like you look at it and you look at Denico Autry as an addition, and people, they're reading that, oh, he's a defensive tackle, when he's not really. I think that's where some of that comes from, that it looks like it's been addressed. I think the other side of it, though, too, is like no good defense or good offense in the NFL, or very, very rarely, is it stacked with really good players at every single position. Like, you're going to have to make do with some journeyman. And I think the Texans' defense, I guess, if my question was whether or not they could be a top three defense this year, then I would, yeah, I'd be a lot more worried about the defensive tackle spot. I'm not so fixated that they need to make that jump right away. You look at D'Amico's last year in San Francisco with that defense. They had Arik Armstead as one of the starting defensive tackles, but they had Javon Kinlaw, who was a bust as a first-round pick for the 49ers, as the other starting defensive tackle. You know, Hassan Ridgeway was behind him. Hassan Ridgeway's been with the Texans, was last year.
Hurt.
It's just like, so I'm, you know, Amenihu was their guy that played on the edge and then came down inside. It shouldn't be the thing that prevents them from having a good defense. It's something they could certainly upgrade, and I think they will address that in the draft.
You know, they mentioned offensive line a couple of times there between Mina Kimes and Trevor Sikkema, the PFF draft analyst. And I thought this was kind of an interesting piece of audio from new Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh this week at the owners' meetings. Take a listen.
The offensive line to me is important. I mean, if I ask you the question of, like, what position group depends on no other position group to be good, but every other position group depends on them to be good. You know, what position group is that? Offensive line. They're not relying on any other position group to be good. They go out and they're good. But yet every other position group relies on the offensive line to be good. And then the D-line, they'll be the ones that argue back. Yeah, we don't need the offensive line to be good. Do you? Do you like it? You like when the offense has a 12-play drive and, you know, the field position? Yeah, oh, yeah, okay, you're right. You know, it's like, so, yeah, that building that, you know, kind of offensive line, that's exciting. You know, can't wait to do that. April 2nd, let's get it started. Let's go.
Hey,
you know?
Jeff, so do you feel
ready to roll?
I think he did that internet thing where he invented somebody to argue against. in his mind, he was creating that. What's the old meme of like, I'm tired of people who think that golf and water polo are America's favorite sports. Like, yeah, you created that group of people to argue against. I don't know about which argument he had where the defensive line was claiming that it doesn't matter if you have a good offensive line or not.
I thought what he was
saying was that, like, you can have a good offensive line whether or not the running back or quarterback is good. Like, it doesn't rely, which is partly true. There are a lot of quarterbacks that make their offensive line look worse than they are by taking sacks.
Yeah.
So you can look at it and see how long guys are sustaining their blocks. But whenever a guy gets sacked 80 times, people have a hard time hearing of the about how many times like the offensive line blocked for 2.5 seconds or longer.
I was curious because, you know, to me, that's a very fundamental approach to understanding just your job as an offensive lineman. And I think you could probably make similar, analogies at various position groups to younger players. You know, if you're talking about high school, certainly college too, just to make them get them focused more on what they're doing. But from a defensive lineman, your former defensive lineman, I was interested in what you thought when he pivoted to the defensive lineman mentality and what you need to rely upon or how that dynamic works.
I feel like he pivoted away from himself at that point. Because the way I think that he had started off intending it was that what he would have meant was that the defensive line, if the defensive backs aren't playing well, then you're not playing well. Like, you can, in the Texans have faced this at various times where when the defensive backs aren't playing well, it looks like you're not getting a pass rush, but because the ball is coming out so fast. And likewise, you know, if you could be playing awesome on the defense, you could have an awesome defensive line, but if the linebackers are no good, you're not going to stop the run at all. Where I think that I actually agree with him when it comes to the offensive line. If you have a genuinely good one, it makes your quarterback better. Whereas your quarterback, if you're watching the right things, even though he might take more sacks than he should, you can still evaluate the offensive line and say, yeah, they're actually blocking pretty well. It's just the quarterback is taking too many sacks. Mm-hmm. And then receivers are the exact opposite of the spectrum. Like, they rely completely and totally on everybody else.
Yes.
You could be, as Andre Johnson knew his first few years, you could be absolutely destroying everybody, but if the quarterback's not making the right reads or if the offensive line's not holding up, you don't get utilized to your max ability.
No doubt, or if he's running for his life.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I do like what I think Harbaugh was saying at the first half of his statement, which is if you can build through the offensive line, and if if you do right and guys stay healthy, then it is the most, that and your quarterback play, if you can actually find a good quarterback, those should be the most stable things year in and year out. Like that's one thing that's one thing that one reason why teams focus and fixate so much on offense is offensive passing game. It's not just because obviously that's where you can have the biggest impact. That's the most consistent from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rushing offense, defense in general, pass defense, all those things tend to fluctuate even on good teams. Passing offense, if you've got a good quarterback and you've got a good offensive line, that's generally pretty consistent.
He's Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. You're listening to Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, how much will our NFL viewing experience be affected this next season? We'll explain next at Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.